Good afternoon. Good evening. All right, well, our word tonight, the sixth word is from John 19, verse 30. And that word is, it is finished. Let us pray. Father in heaven, Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the many ways you continue to speak through each and every word that you have spoken. Father, thank you for your presence here with us tonight. Father, we pray that you will continue to be glorified through your word and through your the ministry of your songs. And we pray, Lord, that in all that we would take hold to your biblical truth, your word. And Father, we do acknowledge and accept that it is finished, and the work that you have done through Christ on the cross for our behalf is finished. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you would you turn to the person to your right or to your left and say, it is finished. Thank you. And this is, if I can say, this might be the best phrase ever uttered from anyone's mouth, in my opinion. It is finished. Christ's words said so much on the cross that day in Calvary that it is finished. And I know you might be thinking, what is the it that has been finished? Well, that's something that I think about. What is it that Christ has finished on the cross? It is finished, in my opinion, trumps all phrases. It embodies love, it embodies compassion, integrity, and steadfastness, just to name a few. Love because it shows the Father's love for all creation. It embodies compassion because it shows the Father's heart for the suffering. It embodies integrity because it shows the willingness of the Son to obey the Father's instructions and his words. It embodies steadfastness because of the Son's unwavering faith in entrusting himself into the Father's hands and his will for his life. It is finished. What does such words mean? And why is it important that John might make sure that it was penned in this gospel? It is finished simply means or implies that something is done, that something is accomplished, that something is complete. The work that was set out for someone to do is done. For example, a person who probably worked for an organization or a corporation probably have finished their work by entering to retirement. Is there any people here that are retired? Anybody here, keep your hands raised, anybody here entering into retirement? Anybody here wish they were retired? I'm sure. But yes, that would be an example of something that was finished. Sometimes you might even say that a project at work, a project at school, project at church is finished. It might also imply a painting being finished, or even a final payment to a loan, declaring that something has been paid in full. But what is the it? When Christ says it is finished, what is the it that he's referring to? Might it imply the atonement of sins for the world? Might it imply that the earthly temptations has now ceased? Might it imply that the way to the Father has now been made possible through the Son? Might it implies the possibility of being reconciled to God? Might it imply victory over death, victory over the evil one, victory over sin, allowing those, you and I, who believe in Christ to become victorious? Might it signify the salvific plan of God. I'm convinced that it is finished declares that all the work the Father has sent the Son to accomplish was now complete. Specifically, the work of bearing the penalty of sins. It was paid in full. No more payments necessary or needed. No more sacrificial offerings. As the writer in Hebrews put it, Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins. Christ's sacrifice was once for all. And the writer also mentions, and by this, that will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Christ once and for all. So in short, the work that Christ has finished on the cross not only made an atonement for our sins, but it made it possible that we might be set free from them, making us a holy people, a people set apart for the will of God. So what was this will of God for his Son? Jesus tells his disciples in John chapter 4, verse 34, that my food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to accomplish his work. In short, we can say that for Jesus, the accomplishment of his mission was more important than physical food. If you will, you might even say that if it came between Jesus choosing a Whopper or the will of God, Jesus would have chose the will of God. To me, it seems that what satisfies Jesus' hunger was doing the will of God and accomplishing the mission that he was sent to do. And so I look to you and I ask, what is it that you crave more than anything? What is it that your heart desires? What is it that you hunger for? Because I believe that hunger for Jesus, what satisfied his hunger, was doing God's will. Is that what you hunger for? Is it the will of God for your life? Matthew records saying about Jesus that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. In this we see that not even the deception of Satan could distract the Son from obeying and trusting the Father. Let me pause again. What is it that distracts you, that distracts us from staying focused on the will of God for our life, from accomplishing the work that God has called for us to do? What is it that distracts you? Because nothing got in the way of Jesus accomplishing and finishing the work the Father has sent him to do. Another place we see this intense awareness and obedience to his mission was John 9, verse 4 through 5. Saying to his disciples, we must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Jesus shows his need to complete all that the Father has sent him to do. But did you notice the we language? Might that imply that we too, who have entrusted ourselves into Jesus Christ, might be a reflection of that glorious light? That as Jesus' mission was to be the light of the world, might one of our responsibilities or obligations be to be a reflection of that light? That in and through how we live, how we are obedient to God, that other people might know who God is. Are you being obedient to God's will for your life? Lastly, we might get a sense of this phrase, it is finished, when Jesus is praying to the Father in John chapter 17, verses 4 through 5, saying, I have glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you have given me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. Did you notice that in and throughout Jesus' entire earthly ministry, what did Jesus do? He made the Father known. that through his words, through his actions, the Father was rightly known through the Son. And he accomplished the work that he was sent to do. The purpose of John's gospel is that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing in him, you may have life in his name. Through our faith and the death and resurrection of the Son, we have been granted everlasting life in his name. The finished work of Jesus made atonement for our sins, made atonement for our sins, and through the work of the Spirit, we have been empowered to be a holy people. It is the Father's desire to finish his work in and through you. As Paul writes to the church in Philippi, I am sure of this, that he who had begun a good work in you will complete it at the day of Jesus Christ. And as the psalmist wrote in Psalm 138, verse 8, the Lord will fulfill his promise for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. I pray that you all would leave here tonight knowing and having the full assurance that the work is finished.